Well, this is the first thing. So my slides are not going to be very interesting. I did this. I didn't. So they're not going to look nice and snazzy. Sorry about that. But my challenge is actually bigger than that, because ShoreChem, especially for everyone in this room, is probably fairly arcane. So I'm going to need to, one, make it relevant to you, and two, interesting. So first of all, how many people have anything to do, whether it's searching, providing access to, dealing with patent data in this room? Excellent. 4, 5, right. Okay, so let me promise you that I am going to show you what it is our product does, but I'm going to try and keep that quite brief. If for some odd reason you're inspired and you want to know more, you can find me later. What I want to focus on is more of the business model that we're looking at and trends that we've noticed from our customers, and that I think will be of more interest. We'll find out. I can see if people are falling asleep. ShoreChem is part of Digital Science. Digital Science is a new technology. No, don't do that. Technology business unit of Macmillan Publishing, and it's basically we are trying to develop software that understands science. Yes, taglines are annoying. But I believe we're actually doing a reasonably good job of that. It's mainly software for bench researchers and all that. So we definitely have a scientific bent. There are three business areas within digital science. And ShoreChem, which is online search of chemical patent data, falls into this knowledge discovery area. ShoreChem was the first acquisition by digital science, and I came with the acquisitions since it was my company. Just to get an idea, within the scientific research workflow, Nature Publishing Group, which is a sister company of digital science, falls on the side of publishing conclusions in literature research, and digital science is meant to address the other gaps, the other parts of the scientific research process. ShoreChem actually straddles both of those, as I'll show you quickly. So it's, again, we'll go through this fast, don't fall asleep. Chemical patent search designed for scientists, and so you can easily search structures and patents and see them in context. What it is basically, if you are a chemist, you think in terms of chemical structures, rings and bonds and atoms. You don't think in terms of names. Names bore you, believe me. The first time I presented ShoreChem to chemists with only names and no structures, they were very bored. So what we do is we identify chemical names in text and we convert them into chemical structures. It's like a translation engine. The world of chemists meet the world of full text. We focus on patent data because, quite frankly, that's what chemists in the life sciences area are more interested in. Chemical structures come out in patents 6 to 8 years before they come out in the literature, although integrating both makes both sources more useful. One of the things that I'm going to talk about here is that when you use ShoreChem, you can easily export the data, share it. You can integrate that data internally, and the customers own the data. And I'm going to come back to that. Basically, we search U.S., European, and WO. That's world patents. And we have a database of 12 million chemical structures that covers about 40 million records. And we update those. That database within 24 hours of us getting the data from the patent issuing authorities or Medline, et cetera. Okay, and so it looks kind of like this. You draw a chemical structure, you get back results seeing which patents contain which chemical structures, and then you can go into the patent and see exactly where in the patent document your structure is located. We'll be doing this with journals as well. NPG might be a possible candidate for that. No, I mean they are. And actually, ShoreChem and Nature, in the acquisition of ShoreChem, one of the reasons they acquired the company is because our chemical name recognition and structure generation technology is quite good. Good enough that they bought it over other options that they had. And if you do ever go online to Nature Chemistry or Nature Chemical Biology, all the chemical names in there have been identified by us and then manually edited by Nature domain experts. So we have three products, but it's the same data. And I'm building on my theme here, so you'll see where I'm going with this. We have a web portal where an end user can perform a search. We have a web service where if you need access to this type of chemical structure data from patents, chemistry, intellectual property, you can directly integrate. We perform the search, we host the data, and then you can integrate it into your own workflow. And then we have an in-house database where we just give you the whole thing and you put it behind the firewall, which if you are a paranoid pharmaceutical company is a really, really good thing. I guess there's some arcane rule that says if there's some evidence that you have put your query out into the public domain, even via a secure internet connection, it could be used to invalidate your patent, which I guess if you've spent $10 billion developing a drug could be an unhappy development. So what is SureChem used for? Intellectual property analysis, large-scale chemistry analysis. Most of our customers, be they small firms or large firms, have big databases of chemical structures. What we allow you to do is quickly find out if this entire database is patented. If so, or if there are similar structures that are mentioned in patents, you can find out more about who owns them, how they've been used, how they've been synthesized, etc. Again, arcane for this group. What starts to make it more interesting? All use cases that we're seeing here involve the comparison of external and internal data. You have to merge the two to make both more valuable. It's fine to know to search an individual patent and then see it on a screen, and then you can look at it and say, oh, I think this structure looks similar to mine, and I can draw it and copy it and paste it. But that's not how people think or want to work anymore. So what we do is, I'm going to skip that. Basically, for our customers, data or rental is no longer enough. Now, I'm not talking about the content rental model of Deep Dive, which I think is really, really cool and something we might use, but more the idea that if you pay hundreds of thousands of dollars or even millions of dollars a year to get access to this type of scientific data, when you terminate your subscription, it's not realistic to go give it all back. You can't. The way that people use data these days, they've already integrated into their databases. If you have to tag where every single chemical structure, gene name, biological data, where that comes from, and then be prepared to have to give it back after having spent $1 million over 5 years to have acquired it, not that you'd ever spend that much with us, we're cheap. The return on investment all of a sudden diminishes dramatically because that data only gets valuable if you can keep it and build on it. It becomes part of your internal, part of your research. So customers need to store their internal data alongside external data and manipulate it, generate reports, do batch searches, continually add to it. And freely share the results throughout the organization. You don't want to say, oh, I have a chemical structure here that could actually be very efficient in fighting this disease, but I can't share it with that site because they don't have a site license. If you own the data outright, it makes research much more efficient. So the idea with SureChem is that they're subscribing to the service, not the content. Do we generate unique content? Yes, we do. We take public data and we extract valuable information from it. The information, the chemical database, that is our content. But it's based on public content, and our approach is that we think people are willing to pay for the service, not for the content. This is a bit easier because we're taking public data and mining it, okay? I'm not proposing that all the publishers of proprietary content revamp their business models. This is just a possible approach. So our customers pay for the ability to easily search text. I mean, I showed you those little screenshots. You can draw a structure and jump right to where it is in the patent. That's nice, especially if the patent has thousands of structures in it. They pay for the ability to download it and to share it. The products that we have reinforce each other. And we're not so worried about trying to monetize the content because, at least in our area, without access to the current data, for which you're still paying us for the service, the data in the back file, all the previous data, isn't as valuable. You really need to keep current with it. So we're not gripping the content. We're basically saying, take it. You bought it. It's yours. So the advantages. Our customers like it, and they think it is a forward-thinking approach. Owning the data makes a subscription seem like a better investment. It's easier for people to quantify. In fact, we've even done deals where people have treated it as a capital investment, which if you've ever sold to large organizations, being able to pick from different budgets, that's handy. Price increases are tied to increased functionality. So we're not just saying, you know what, we're raising the price this year, it's the same thing. We're saying we're raising the price, but look at all the things that we've done in terms of better search, expanded content, et cetera. So it's easier for people to understand why we're raising our prices. And we can also add other content sources, something we're pursuing now. We're Although we're in digital science with Macmillan, we'd happily partner with other publishers and are indeed talking about doing that to expand our reach beyond patents to other sources of data and beyond chemistry to biology. I can't be doing patent chemistry forever. It'll drive me insane. So limitations then. The service focus means expectations on those product improvements I just mentioned. It's a plus and a minus. People constantly want more, especially scientists. When you go in and present to researchers, they say, this is really nice. By the way, can you do this, this, and this? And that list is ongoing. It never ceases. There's no such thing as a product that solves all their needs. It is a lower barrier to entry by competitors. I mean, we are generating our own content, but it's not as if somebody couldn't go and replicate it. I wouldn't recommend it, given how much of a hassle it is to do. But you could do it. And thus, because of that, there's a higher risk of commoditization, and that can put price pressure. So those are some of the limitations. 5 minutes?
Yep.
Oh, I'm almost done. So the conclusions, then. Good timing, Dan. It's a bit disruptive for enhancing public data sources, but it could also enhance the value of proprietary content. I'm actually not going to go through this slide. What I want to say is that if we're mining public content and adding value to it and we're charging for the service, you could also see doing this with proprietary content to add value to it. And it doesn't mean that you don't charge for the proprietary content, but you make it more available to others. If someone comes onto SureChem or what Sure Science will grow... that name shouldn't have come out. What SureChem will evolve to become when we're searching biology and chemistry, if you put in, say, show me all the chemical structures related to this gene and this disease, and we bring back chemical structures, and then we bring back journal articles with snippets that show you the context around that chemical structure. Remember, we've taken the chemical name and converted it into a structure, but we're showing you text where that chemical structure lives. You know more about that data, and then you might want to go license it. You might want to rent it via deep dive, which, again, I think is a great model. Or you might just say, my researchers keep going to this content source. We might as well get a subscription from them. Or if you already have a subscription, maybe you're making better use of it. So the idea is it makes it easier for us to collaborate with other content providers, because what we're trying to do is mine their content for the type of data that we're interested in, that our customers are interested in, and make that data more easier to expose. Maybe more meaningful to search. The one thing is that, and this is why digital science was set up. Macmillan is not a technology company, but we are a little technology haven within there, and it definitely requires a technology-driven organization. As Jan was saying, Mendeley is a software company, and we see ourselves, we sell content, but we see ourselves definitely more as technology-focused. Isn't that nice when the nicest thing you can say about yourself in the presentation can't be read? Customers love, well, they like owning the data. They like that fact. I mean, that's one of the easiest things about going in there, and I think that that can help build customer loyalty as effectively as maybe, you know, having something proprietary that nobody else can get elsewhere. I don't think, yes, that's it. So thank you for your time. And, of course, if you want to know about patent chemistry, you can always come talk to me.
Are there any questions about patent chemistry or anything else?
Don't really say patent chemistry. Thank you for asking that. So ChemSpider is one of the first examples of us linking. Now, I happen to know the founder of ChemSpider from way back, so that's how these things happen. But... so if you basically, ChemSpider and SureChem share APIs that talk to each other. So if you do a search for a structure in ChemSpider, it will automatically check our database to see if we have a match, and vice versa. So from ChemSpider, you can find out if there are patents that contain your chemical structure. And from SureChem, you can find out if the chemical structure you're interested in is also stored in ChemSpider. And ChemSpider has links to all sorts of other data sources. So it makes both products more useful.
Any more quick questions?
Nicole, one question on coverage. Do you have patents and are you planning to work into journals, or are you going from chemistry to biology?
Both. Yeah. So, I mean, right now, all the Medline abstracts, which is just the abstracts, but they've all been indexed by us. We're not using NIH terms. We've gone and actually index the structures ourselves, and we're talking with some other content partners about doing the same. And then the idea is mine the full text content, but link it to public databases, the reference databases around the world. So.
Perfect timing. Perfect. Thank you very much indeed.